Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
hello, my name is Robert Slankwell from WK Westy News. We have a problem here tonight. What else are Westy suckers for? Bring tunes on frame in, there we go. Bodies on fire in front of trash cans. Buildings on fire.
Nothing to lose, yeah, you lose. Big payback, bad news. DMC, 7-11 on Channel 9 News. This is how we move. Yeah, just one way is how the Westy move. And bad luck for you with one cross move. I'm about to really know how these rules are built, really do. Yeah, you know, you really get sticky, dude. Now you know who's trying to flex it too. I'm serious when it's time to really serious trick a fool. Nigga, this Westy move, yeah, sticky move. Yeah, bitch, today's the shit, this is how we do. So don't check me, nigga, nah. I really do. I can hold this big neck in one move. Now you know it's going to cool. Keep it going on smooth. Niggas wish we how we do. When it's time to ride, nigga. Ha, ha, ha.
What everybody knows is going on.
cross the line. Then cross the west. West side, till I die. Westies, baby. Yeah. Have a slang swell. BP, Lady Ice, in one Capone, and KT. Yeah. Westies out.
That's fake bomb grade, I'm chill. Pure sticky green butter trees. Cush weed bonfire, gorilla OG. Glue sourdough for a smoke, year for two. Split the cigarillo and break it down, you know how we do. Rolling up a half a pound, brown smoke toast is going straight all around. Straight from the underground, you niggas the West East style. Yeah, you know we going pound for pound, but it high as fuck now. And now you know we party hard for weed heads, it's in charge, living large. Smoking and take flight, the kush weed got me feeling some type of weight. Yes indeed, me and my crew take a flight. Going off that sticky type, fat cushy green fire tonight. Nigga puffing on that easily blunt bones and hookah fights. Yeah, nigga, it's going down tonight. I'm playing it right every day and night. Butter head tight, smoking that shit every time, you know that's right. Yeah, we going off that bud, yeah, we twisted, boy. Smoking that shit all damn long, you know. Here we go, we puff past, we smoke, we show. God, here we go, so here we go. Smoking on that fire. Take your flight, nigga. Pass that shit.
I got that strawberry cushion, that purple apricot. Man, I gotta go like that. Out there in the atmosphere like that. They feel like they astro projected. And expected. Mr. M. Walker Pone. The West East in the house with a fat blood in my mouth. Tight and got a stuff like that. Purple strawberry cush. I got that motherfucker mango and that Mr. Nice Guy. West East from the West Side. I got him coughing up a long ass rock box. No shit. Rittenbacher, hopping the low rider front, back, side to side, doing that, dropping off quarter pounds, zip after zip, shit, they 11 in one, back in the game, where I'm supposed to be, posting like a stop sign, puff, puff, pass on that ass, I got your ass going up at Green Hay real fast, ain't no thing of mine, I'm the bestie, me and my clique, the organization, the Westies, puff, puff, pass on that ass, smoke to your motherfucking eyes gone, to your ass float away, up, up, way to a mind, I'm the king of the
to hit that shit though, but here we go with something like that puff up pass to put them on the ass. So which way is the blunt flowing from the left or the right? Hopefully it rolls just right and not too tight. Cause whenever with my crew, this is what we do, make it hit record, being high and seeing through. So keep that blunt flowing in the right rotation. Don't skip me again, cause then I lose my weak motivation. Now this is the second time y'all done skipped like the ice. Now y'all know y'all feelings ain't right. I'm just speaking on it. So like Eve called my woman, she be loving me, freaking on it. In the late night, we be talking on it. Passed out, so we been talking on it. All night long, baby. Come get it. Come get it.
That's smoking on. is in the left of him. And your feet ain't left no damn well. I told your ass, boy. I will send your ass to the moon and back. Look at you. High as a winter kite. Now you got that. Come here, one. Let me see that damn back. Lord have mercy. Give us some of that damn weed. Give us a swisher.
No need to act like I'm somebody else, because I'm too damn original just being myself. No need to fuck me like I'm somebody else, because I'm too damn original just being myself. No need to treat me like I'm somebody else, because I'm too damn original just being myself. No need to see me like I'm somebody else, because I'm too damn original just being myself.
Yo, a purified freestyle, lyric to spirit. My fucking flows make me shine like jewelry. The last time I did it, I shine like platinum. Bloods and Crips banging on wax, the nigga with the mask on. Most people call me Sin Low. It ain't a sin to top the jukebox with three number one videos. Back in 93 and 94, who took the motherfucking rap game where other rappers wouldn't go? Straight out of Compton, the underworld connection. Coming up out the motherfucking cage in a battle session with the homeboy Tweety Bird Low, who had 187 ways to give you a 44. See, if you rap, it might save your life. But when they fuck you out your paper, it makes you wanna take a life. Hella gifted with the pad and pen. What gives you the right to take my motherfucking work and feed your kids? I'm a gifted nigga and a giver. Live by the sword, you gon' die by the trigger. You fuck the wrong motherfucker for cheese. Beyond the disrespect and your payment neglected. They say I'm dead, I return as a living. Without the music, there's no life, cause I would lose it. You need to hurry up my motherfucking bread, nigga. Money is the root for somebody coming to get with you. A natural savage on these motherfucking streets. I did the whole 42 without a mother father raising me. I give a fuck about a goddamn cop out. If you try to speak on it, knocking you the fuck out. In reality, this is the way it has to be. Any motherfucker in my way equals tragedy. No need to treat me like I'm somebody else, because I'm too damn original just being myself. Yeah, no need to act like I'm somebody else when I'm too damn original just being myself. No need to treat me like I'm somebody else when I'm too damn original just being myself. No need to fuck me like I'm somebody else when I'm too damn original just being myself. No need to see me like I'm somebody else when I'm too damn original just being myself.
See, I'm a Humphrey like Bogart. Pull a nigga whole card. If it come to strap, niggas gone too far. So I'ma keep it 100. Let's do it on the canvas. Body bang, bing, bing. Sleep a nigga like Blue Dream. It ain't about being no one else, just about being me. Music been my motherfucking thing since the 80s. No need to act like I'm somebody else when I can snake you with the right jab and knock you with the hook left. I like the southpaw, break your left and right jaw. Born and bred a brawler, started back in kindergarten. No need to act like I'm somebody else, cause if I did, I'd probably get the K off the shelf. But yo, I'm too damn original, Mr. Non-Fictional. Focus on the real because the fake is always fictional. Now check the metaphor, add it to the phrase. Lacing you up with good shit as you fill the blunt with purple haze. I'm off the wall with it, creeping through the fall with it. Shining up the Romeos, making sure the Dickies fit it. No need to act like I'm somebody else, cause if I did.
No need to act like I'm somebody else, because I'm too damn original just being myself. No need to front me like I'm somebody else, because I'm too damn original just being myself. No need to see me like I'm somebody else, because I'm too damn original just being myself.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
website,
graphic design,
EPK,
artist development,
DJ,
and much, much more. Special rates and discounts, studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah. Hip hop.
Turn it down.
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo,
hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what's happening? Ryeay, saying we up in the motherfucking building. You know what I mean? Trying to get in. Thank you. Yeah, we got my homie Mister Everywhere in the house. You know what I'm saying? Jojo Loco, DJ Rev Love. What the business is?
What's up? True ass.
Shit. Not a damn thing trying to beat this motherfucking heat.
Oh, man, it's mental weather, so to speak, over here. Raining like a motherfucker here where I'm at, man.
It's raining in Southern California, too.
Yeah. It ain't raining out here by me.
Shit, look underneath your goddamn
eyelashes.
Yeah.
All them tears y'all cried for LeBron in last night. It's raining.
You had to bring that bullshit up this early in the goddamn game.
Come join Miami. Come join Miami.
Right.
I had to bring that bullshit up, boy. God damn it,
right.
Boy. Oh, well. The fuck can I do? I can't go out there and play.
Hey, you know what it is, man.
Hey, yeah. Scratch.
That's all I can say.
Scratch, you can't buy no pit bull with no teeth and call it a guard dog.
I hear that. Yeah, it's what it is, man. Shit, motherfucker can't win them all, shit.
Don't say.
You know,
real talk.
Motherfucker, he could win them all, nigga. It'll be on. He can't win them all, shit. Motherfucker have to chalk it up and hold your breath till next year. Yeah.
Well, man, everything good, man. What's been going on with, man? What's been going on with?
Shit, everything is everything. Jojo, where you at, man?
Jojo Loco.
What's up with
you, West?
Well, you must be in traffic or something.
Yeah.
All right, that explains it, shit. I need a motherfucking blunt. Don't feel like rolling it. God damn.
Shit, man,
I bet you'll roll me one.
That shit, man, they gave me some good stuff, but that stuff, man, got a few seeds, and I'm like, man, this ain't that.
What's
that ain't no watermelon shit. Yeah, I got some, what the hell is this? I got some Ghost OG.
Oh, okay. You know, the motherfucker was, they was asking me, how do you get your own strain and shit? I say, well, all you got to do is go buy some weed and call it what the fuck you want to. He's like, oh, that's that scratch push. That's that scratch push right there, nigga. That's that scratch OG right there. That's that damn true right there. You know what I mean? I think I get that motherfucker name that shit whatever the hell I want to, shit. Yeah. Nah, but shit, nigga, it's niggas blazing. Blazing hot out this motherfucker. All motherfucking day. And see, them motherfuckers say usually the summertime ain't supposed to come until like around Father's Day or something like that. Shit. Not all year. Them motherfuckers like, fuck you. It's summertime. That's what y'all say, it's summertime.
Y'all didn't knock on the door, man.
Hey.
Oh, okay.
Now, niggas just breaking in your house, bro. Mood Ali, Zone 24 TV. What it does, brother?
Yeah, Zone 24 TV. You already know your boy Mood Ali with the Zone Hustle Never Sleep Food Hype Promotion. Coming to Oklahoma, Texas. That's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, right here on True West Radio, the most dangerous radio. On Blog Talk.
What the business here, man?
Hey, man, what's happening with the King of Scratch? The legendary man. The man that told you to tell the cops where to go and what to do. What's going on, big cousin?
Shit, man. Sitting up here trying not to go back outside for nothing, and I know I'm going to have to go get me a beer in a minute, so I'm going to have to run across the driveway in the house and grab one, boy. It's hot as a fuck out here.
I heard it was hot down there. It was a drought and everything. I'm going to have to Google you this Indian rain game.
Yeah,
hey, man, I was talking to somebody in California. This is what they told me. Talking about, man, they done ran all the niggas out of L.A. Ain't no more niggas in L.A.
They said, man, LA ain't like it used to be.
The LA, man, it's multicultural like New York. He said, but back in the days, it was damn near like DC, Chocolate City.
Nigga, you ain't gonna see no white folks down there, really. You know what I'm saying? But mostly, like, you know, where I grew up on the east side, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot of essays over that motherfucker now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's any Mexico now, eh?
Any Mexico,
it's it. Man, I went down there to the homie Black funeral. I don't give a fuck. On every corner on the east side, them motherfuckers was selling something. You rolling down the street, it looked like the goddamn, like you at the swap meet or some goddamn shit. You know what I'm saying? Them motherfuckers got
They got that hustle. They got that hustle mentality.
Hey, and I ain't mad at him on it. But you know what I'm saying? The whole thing about it, I ain't seen no black folks out there doing that shit. Well, I seen a few of them. They were selling t-shirt and mask and all that old type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But mostly.
Yeah, I go to South Central for that part.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was in South Central. I was in the OG South Central on the east side, man. You know what I mean?
You know, I'm a west side baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was on the east, nigga. And the east side, nigga, them motherfucking essays over there doing it. Them motherfuckers, boy. You know, so, I mean, it's cool, man. Shit, if you go hustle, nigga, get your hustle on. I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not moving back to that motherfucker. I don't care
That's what I was finna say, not to cut y'all, master teacher. That's what I was finna say. My partner said, everybody down there, where you at? Back toward Nevada, Utah. He said the hood and went back that way.
Yeah, nigga. Nigga, most of the niggas in my neighborhood, they all moved to Vegas and Montana and all of that shit. They done moved.
Everybody's going everywhere and making hood everywhere.
Yep. That motherfucker just re-upping around that motherfucker. I'm like, well, goddamn. Nigga called me like, you know what, nigga? I live right around the corner, nigga. I'm like, what?
That's what I was saying, man. They said, man, he said, you got some people down there in the coast, Nevada, going back that way. I said, well, yes, they damn near going back that way. And I got some people in Utah, Salt Lake, and then, supposed to have some people down in Oregon, I know, and in Washington State. What I'm saying is, we were talking about, they were talking about more white people than black people on earth right now at this time. I was trying to calculate all the big cities. I said L.A. I know L.A. I know it. Man, no more brothers and sisters in L.A., bro. You still caught on the TV. He said they up there. They going toward the desert. They walking toward Las Vegas and like you said, Montana.
And then when they go, but when they so many motherfuckers get out of there, then they start boosting up the rent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, what it is, because see, what they was gonna do, what sounded funny as fuck to me, they was trying to get all of those black people out the project and move them up like to Lancaster. You know, Lancaster and Palmdale and all that shit. They want to move them north. You know what I mean? And they want to turn the projects into condos. I was like, never.
They're getting HUD to go in there and say, well, we're not going to sit up there and do these HUD-approved houses no more and all that stuff. So guess what? The people are coming in like, well, we're going to cash all out on these houses. And they're buying the houses, and then they're tearing them down and building that, what you're talking about. That's what it's doing now.
Yeah, well, yeah, I peeped that. I peeped that because when I was down in the hood, nigga, everything looked different down that motherfucker. I was like, where did that come from? You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I mean, you know, you still got your... You still got your...
They're trying to change from hood to hood.
Yeah, the motherfuckers trying to get them motherfuckers up out of there, but a lot of motherfuckers ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Especially them older folks that been, you know, in their houses ever since. Them motherfuckers ain't going nowhere, bro. You have to kill them motherfuckers to get them motherfuckers off. You know, so. Mm-mm. I ain't going back to that motherfucker, I'll tell you that. Nigga, that have to be... Nigga, we own a house in Compton. And my auntie was like, man, you could go on and just move in the house in Compton. I'm like, mm-mm. You ain't getting me back down in the trenches, nigga. Nigga, I done escaped that motherfucker, and I ain't going back. Shit. I know it sound fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, when I make them millions, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to go back to the neighborhood and make something happen for my community. I tell you that. But I ain't going to be living in that motherfucker. I tell you that. Hell, the motherfucking sheriff don't know me up here. As soon as I hit L.A., boy, all them sheriff know who the hell I am. Nigga, if I had the same car, they'd have been pulling me over when I went down there. But, yeah, I'm cool, man. Everybody, they trying to get the hell up out of there because, nigga, that shit is a, that motherfucker, it's a place to where if you don't know, nigga, you'll fuck around and get caught in a twist real quick. I'm happy in Barstow. Squad, just hot as fuck. If I could just bring that day, if I could bring they weather up here, I'd be straight. Any case, man, let's see here, what am I getting ready to do,
rock this father good.
Oh yeah, man, hold on, let me, trying to find out what the hell I'm getting ready to play. Shit, like a motherfucker, I don't know, I guess it's the heat, that shit just got a nigga like in slow motion today. I don't know, shit. I got the air on and everything. But the air way over there, and I'm way over here, so at least it ain't, nigga, ain't that sweat weather. Well, it's sweat weather, but not here.
How hot is it up here?
106.
Man, that's Barstow for your ass.
Mm-hmm. It seems like every time you walk out the house, it's like somebody with a belt just whooping your ass. Get your ass in the house, nigga. Who
okay. Nigga, that's belt weather, nigga.
Nigga need a come up with a motherfucking air conditioning jacket.
That's what I was telling my wife. Nigga need a whole suit. That nigga look like hazmat. That motherfucker have a fan on the back of that bitch blowing some Freon. Nigga walking down the street looking at him, who that crazy motherfucker? Yeah, nigga, but I'm cool as a motherfucker up in here. But you know, because I was going to get one, they got jackets like that. But they got heat in there. They got them little heat liners in that motherfucker. So when it's cold, you plug that motherfucker into the wall and charge it up. And it's supposed to be warm as a motherfucker. They got the pants and the coat like that. Like, shit. I'm about to try that shit out the next time we start touring in the winter. Niggas gonna be like, it's cold as a motherfucker. And they gonna just see that big ass red light. They gonna see that big ass red light on my shirt. What's that? Oh, nigga, it's heat. Nigga go back home and plug his pants back in, nigga. I'm gonna say it. Hell yeah, man. But it's all good like firewood, man. We probably gonna jump into a couple of these joints. And we'll be back on True West Radio. If y'all listening online, just give us a call. 323-642-1597. Fry, yay, yay. I'm gonna get into a couple of my niggas' songs. Let's get it.
Fly by, yeah, I know. That's when I skydive from being broke. Smoking on pop pot, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my throne. How dare she assume? I was studying the streets, all I took classes. Assume. Yeah, you see me fall in front of me like glasses. Assume. Yeah, the hood was always a part of me, I had passion. Assume. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing. Soon, wasn't going back to being broke, so I had to change routes. Grew up, I chose this lifestyle, never turned back to mama house. Every year it seemed like I lose a homie when the summer out. For me to give two fucks about you, that time is out. Me, I had to feel my feelings so sorry. I was getting held back by fraud. I was going down that slide. Wanted help, but I didn't get that right. Mama, daddy, show, taught me right. Got me a good one to treat me right. But she want me to change over not. There were a lot of people around me, I didn't know if they were solid. Had to keep caution ever since somebody stole my wallet. I fell in love with the music, even though it came with some new shit. Even though it's draining my pocket, I feel like it lost like a rocket. Money just fly by, yeah I know, yeah I know. I just wanna skydive from being broke, from being broke. Smoking on pop pot, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my throne. How dare she assume? I was studying the streets hard, I took classes. Assume. Yeah, you see me all in front of me like glasses. Assume. Yeah, the hood was always a part of me, I had passion. Soon. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing. Soon. I was dropping like Amazon, on top of my shit like Parmesan. But he wanna preach like Farrakhan. Nobody ate when they hammer on me, cause it could fuck up a ceremony. It ain't like the streets care about me, if it could've squeezed the air by me. I seen a homie get laid out in front of me. Learned at an early age that misery need company. I remember I was smoking them pom-poms. Yeah, I was sagging on my Sean Johns. Trying to get it back when I signed on. But they gave me cash just to go write a song. No, I didn't last cause a nigga smoke a lot. Yeah, I was young flipping in the parking lot. Yeah, I was dumb, I was trying to get a squad. Trying to get mail even when I block hard. Yeah, haters wanna tell but that's not my fault. If they still wanna ride then I got my fall. Even for a meal I can't sell my soul. Even for a deal I can't let that go. Money just fly by, yeah I know, yeah I know. I just wanna skydive from being broke, from being broke. Smoking on pop pot, filling my soul. Love stay on my mind, but I'm holding my throne. God damn shit, I was studying the streets, thought I took classes. Soon. Yeah, you see me all in front of me like glasses. Soon. Yeah, the hood was always a part of me, I had passion. Soon. Had a good girl telling me to stop, I kept smashing. Soon.
I hate to make this like sad story, but it's real. Cause this world is such a, and when I say this world, I don't mean an ideal sense. I mean everyday. Everybody back off. You know, everybody's like taught that from school. Instead of us just being like slavery's bad, slavery's that bad whitey. I mean, all right, let's stop.
I wish I could just stick my head in the dirt like an ostrich. The pain that I've seen in life, it hurts to watch it. The places that we go at will make you have to tote that. And if it comes to you or them, don't be scared to pop it. Now I done seen some good kids turn from the Bible and join up with them hood kids just for survival. Get the hold of a rifle and he vows to keep it with him. To him it makes more sense to be a fugitive than a victim. Find a cup of surroundings, exposed to the shadiness. No turning back after he tastes blood like a baby pit. Caught up in the craziness of inner city living, where the odds are more in favor of us ended up in prison. Where the night air brings nightmares and gunpowder aroma. It's a struggle trying to live long enough to get a diploma. We sit on the corner, anticipate our demise. Tell me when it's over so I can open my eyes.
Let me know when it's over. Can you just tell me when it's over?
Pillar or take a pill or some way to deal with the daily drill. Struggling to pay these bills. My baby's ill, my lady still bitching about dishes I left in the kitchen. To that shit I'm not trying to listen. She misses the point that laying off is my position. Every day I pray that I don't get a pink slip when my shift is. Now that's pressure on a man with a family to support, and they struggling cause he can't bring no chips in. So all that fussing for nothing, it got me 38. Pardon the dirty plate I left in the sink. I just need to think, I just need to drink. I'll pour me a shot and I'll make it a double. Give me space or I'll make it in trouble. I'm like Neo, you making me hate that I love you. I may never be in the place that I was with you. I'm better off taking the L or racing the W. It's a losing battle, relationship struggles. It got me like, it got me like,
let me know when it's over. Can you just tell me when it's over?
When I'm committed, big feet ball to the game, I run the city. Bad women calls my name like a sister. I ain't got time for the hate, I move quick. Money bag locked deep in the safe, I drop bricks. Make a woman buck when being, I'm never average. Then she go telling her friends cause I'm a savage. Big feet falling in love, y'all can have it. Now I'm talking family and marriage for 30 carats. Nothing like finding a woman that you can cherish. Sexy mama truly deserved to live black. Black queen, truly amazed, what can I say? Now you catch me boarding the plane with upgrades. 400 grand when we land in France. She gon' shop till she drop when I'm waving that fan.
It made me feel like chop 100 grand a month on your fashion. It made me feel like giving you the access code to my mansion.
It's been a pleasure. 26 in the waist,
mean hold on forever. BTW, I just wanna cuddle you. You the dream team, so I don't need to hug you. Call me every second, you can never be a bugaboo. Sexy in my Rolls Royce, keep a ninja loving you. I just wanna smack him when a ninja walking next to you. I know your worth, I felt your hurt. Your mother died to last, you come first. Can't wait to show you off in the family church with the extravagant hat and the matching shirt. St. Louis boots with the Moai purse. Classy and for evidence, sexy on the high list. Hotter than a bowl of grits setting on my honor list. I just wanna let you know that this is what's unanimous.
You make me feel like top 100 grand a month on your fashion.
This shit together with Gator gone.
Come here, you little black bitch. But your ass belongs to me. I tell you what you can and can't do with it. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I didn't say I was leaving.
Shut up! Now all you whores, sit down. I want to talk to you. Anybody thinking about leaving here is going to find my left foot square up their ass. Do you understand it?
Got it!
Shut up, you junkie whore! I'm talking to you.
No way,
and those two bitches that left, they better learn to sell pussy in Iceland, because if I ever see them again, I'm gonna cut their fucking throat.
I've been getting to the bread, rolling up the dough. Not the bed, if a red, keep it on the low. I ain't heard what a bitch said, let a nigga know. In the mouth of bed, getting head, you a dead hoe. If the combo ain't about a check, what you talking for, you get no wrong. Baked eyes, got some shooters and they aiming at your next boy. Like the hoopers on the NY Nets, boy. Every bet, never lose.
When I call you, I want you to come out there and shake your asses proper. You hear? Huh? Now get out there and make it look good. And okay, I'll take that fucking jacket off. Move it.
Got it, the name. Got I can it. Never be a lame. Yeah. I just want the money, let these bitches buy the fame. I've been winning since the beginning, I ain't got a game. Got it, the name. Nah, we are not the same.
He left you all alone while he's out creeping at night. Sexually upset cause he ain't freaking you right. I ain't playing, my destination is to get in them pants. I see you looking at me, especially when I'm doing my dance. Promo skin, long hair, with a bow-legged stance. But girl, be careful, I'm known for having traveling hands. But first
first time I started off by kissing all on your neck. Slide my hand up your skirt to make sure that it's wet. I can show you things that you never seen before, but first we gotta put the camera on record. Hey, okay, you really got me feeling right.
You heard
me. My mama gone, you can still deny.
You heard me.
I ain't playing, I'm trying to fuck an eye.
You heard me.
Clothes off, face down, ass up, come on. I said you really got me feeling right.
You heard me.
My mama gone, you can spill a knot.
You heard me.
I ain't playing, I'm trying to fuck an eye.
You heard me.
Clothes off, face down, ass up, come on. We all alone, her boyfriend blowing her up. I told her to put the phone on silent cause it's driving me nuts. Maybe he can stop calling if you just pick it up. It's been an hour, he act like you been gone for months. But check this out, I can see the anger all in your face. I know you love him, but sometimes you be needing your space. I'm not your dude, but I could be your man today. Hop in the jet, take a trip somewhere out of the state. Girl, I ain't tripping, we can go where you wanna go. It ain't tricking if you got it, I got pals of dough. So let me know, we can keep everything on the low. Whatever happens in this room never leaves the door. So what's the deal? You really trying to leave with me? I got you smiling, I'm knowing that you feeling me. And I'm the man that your man be pretending to be. So tell I do these 7 days, cause that nigga is weak. Okay, you really got me feeling right.
You heard me.
My mama gone, you can still deny.
You heard me.
I ain't playing, I'm trying to fuck the nine.
You heard me.
Clothes off, face down, ass up, come on. I said you really got me feeling right.
You heard me.
My mama gone, you can spill a knot.
You heard me.
I ain't playing, I'm trying to fuck the nine.
You heard me.
Clothes off, face down, ass up, come on.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty side, baby. We in the building.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hev Love.
My girl Sweet Pea. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my nigga?
This is True West Radio. It's the hip-hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that.
None of
that Play-Doh. Play-Doh.
Yeah.
Oh. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. Saw love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestEnt.com. Uh-huh. Starting them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We
got you. True West, yeah. Hip hop.
For hip hop lives. You ready, homie? Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D O Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
True West Radio. Yay, yay. You know what I'm saying? King Scratch in the building. I got all my folks on the line. Before I get started, I don't know, man. Confetti ain't here, man. But he did something that really touched me. Got me cool the other day. He said, man, here, man. Here go the money. Pay for the radio station for the next couple of months. So it just gave me a little lift off my back, man. So shout out to Confetti, the real soldier. Hopefully he called in. We got Mr. Everywhere. My homie K9 is up in this motherfucker.
What up, what up?
Dojo, Suez. Of course, we got Buddha Ali, all 24 TV, Up and Never Sleep, and all of those things that he be saying. DJ M Love and Sweetie. What the hell's going on? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? See, these funky ass bastards want to give us the claps on Friday. They ain't gonna do that shit on Monday. Watch Monday come up, this shit ain't gonna even be working no more. I gotta wait till Wednesday to catch the clap. Might as well use them while I got them, right? You know what I'm saying?
Dude, every motherfucking thing you can use, touch it all.
Nah, I ain't gonna touch them all. I'm gonna try to use more of them, though, other than them goddamn applause. I should have put that shit on there when that motherfucker was talking about my Lakers. K-9, what the deal is, brother?
Yeah, man, just coming back to planet Earth, man. Just up at that 10,000 elevation and shit, man, past Big Bear and shit. Man, I'm just coming down to Earth.
Man, I know you showed me the pictures. You would text me those pictures. I'm like,
Angeles,
what the fuck,
Angeles Oaks, man.
What,
never been there
before.
Angeles Oaks, man. I've never been there before. That shit's hot. Some people I'm working on their property for them. They got a whole campsite up there, so I'm remodeling their whole campsite.
Oh, that's cool.
No phone service, no nothing up here.
In your profile.
No shit.
Shit.
So, them motherfuckers up there, that's the wilderness like a motherfucker.
Hey, real talk. Real talk, man. They got their own private roads. Shit, with about 30 houses up in there, man. It's real, what they call it, glam camping.
Mm-hmm.
No tents allowed. This is motherfucking cabins with hot water and shit, and showers. Shit, glamorous camping.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with it. I mean, it's cool. I go to work there, but I, hey, you know what, man? I don't fuck with camping. It's a reason why they put their wild ass animals. God put their wild ass animals up in that motherfucker, man, for a reason.
Yeah, but it's,
you know what I mean?
It's all good, man. It's all good because it kind of makes you feel like you're in Texas, man. You know. Cause you know you walking around all day doing your thing, and you got your burner, you got your Fofo on your 45 on you and shit. And you just heat it all day, you know, doing your thing.
I don't know because, you know, like my brother, my older brother, he always be like, oh man, come on, Scratch, let's go camping, come camping with us, man.
That's that tent, homie.
Boy, he got, I ain't giving no motherfucking tip.
We talking about some camping houses, man, like cabins made out of wood, like modern shit.
I thought you was talking about nigga getting up in a tent.
No, this glamorous shit, homie. This glam, they call it glam camping or some shit like that. This is glamping. It's like the what the rich folks do, homie. This is the real shit. They want to be in the forest, but they don't want to be in the forest.
Yeah. Like, being in the forest is being in the tent. So, nigga, when Yogi Bear come around that motherfucker, he'll rip your shit up.
Yeah, real talk, though. That's real
but
talk.
But you got in the picnic basket?
A picnic basket? Man. When a motherfucker fuck around? Yeah, when motherfucker get up. Somebody sleep when they drinking a soda.
That's a slurpee.
Somebody sleep when they drinking a soda. Well, goddamn it, confetti ain't on here, so we know it ain't here.
That's fucking like empty. the bottom of the cup. Oh.
Yeah. You in?
How y'all been doing?
Everybody
have a cool week.
Oh yeah, man, it's been a cool week. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I spent a lot of money, so thank God for confetti helping a brother out. But you know, I had to get my car serviced. Got to get it smoked. Got to do this. Got to do that. You know how it is when the first of the month roll around. You can't even see the damn song because you ain't getting ready to get no money off of that motherfucker. It's the first of the month. Nigga, fuck that song. I hate the first of the month.
Yeah. When a nigga was out trapping, nigga used to love the first of the month.
Oh, yeah, nigga.
Yeah, but then they changed that shit to the first of the 15th.
Man, that was good, too.
See, they both things used to be good.
But see, now they just random give motherfucking shit, so you don't know when they gonna get their money.
But now it's better though, cause you get these motherfuckers that's getting all that back pay. All this back pay shit going on. So
motherfucker be like, I'll get paid to the 20th. God damn. What happened to the first of the 15th? Yeah, I get paid on the 21st.
Hey, they got pickup days now.
Right.
They got tired of all the black folks being at the check cashing place at one time. So they said, well, we gonna make y'all niggas come on different days.
Hey, y'all fucking with the customers.
Too many
customers.
It's too many black faces gathered in one place.
Hey, the white folks pull up. They look. They like, I ain't going in there.
It's too many niggas in there.
We'll come back before it closes.
Hey, they be like, it's more niggas in the check catching place than in the talking movie.
Hell yeah. Hey, and you know, though, it's the same thing with the supermarket. As soon as they get their check from the check catching place, it's usually a supermarket right next door to it. Them motherfuckers just travel on into the supermarket.
Well, you know.
Motherfucker, I got one too.
Oh, shit.
Don't act like you the only motherfucker that got one. I got one. Right, this motherfucker. Nah, but that's just funny as fuck though. I never thought about that. See, that'd be a hell of a joke to tell on the stage. Them motherfuckers was in there. Somebody cast a check. They said, we're going to spread these niggas out a little bit.
What's the deal with you, boy?
Huh?
What's the deal with you, Scrizzy?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, man. Like I said, I was trying to beat the heat. And, man, trying to do something different, trying not to watch no basketball.
Hey.
But I turned
it
on
anyway. You got all the air conditioners up in your house now, huh?
Oh fuck, nigga, hell yeah. Well, I got a couple in the cut. I think I'm gonna plug all these bitches up. This motherfucker nigga gonna answer the door with a coat on, nigga.
Hey, when I was watching the Lakers game and shit, I looked at Wifey and told her, I said, damn, it's 250 degrees in Scratch House right now. She said, huh? I said, the Lakers lost. That nigga said it's gonna be 250 degrees at his house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that, it was, nigga. I put 160 degrees on this motherfucker. I was on fire.
You said an extra 150 degrees.
Right. Yeah, nigga. I was hot, nigga. I was like, all right, fuck it. Then I came down. I was tossing and turning all night. It was fucked up. It was cold stuff. Nah, but I'm good. It's fucked up when you, I don't know. You know, you got people who like basketball. People like football. People like baseball. People like all kinds of like, different sports and shit. But when your team lose and it's gone, nigga, that's, if you not a sports fan if you don't feel it.
Nah, you not.
Man. Hey, I tell you what, I refuse to feel it.
Hey, you know,
thank God I was up in. Thank God I was up in the mountains and didn't have no signal.
Right.
Because I would have went through all the emotions. What's in that?
I went through all of them. Every emotion I went through.
I don't even
want to
see no replays.
And the Lakers, me either. I ain't watch none of my sports shows. I usually watch sports shows all day. I didn't want to see none of them motherfuckers this morning.
Damn.
Oh, thank you, baby. But I didn't want to see nothing.
It does piss you off, especially at the final buzzer. When you like, ain't this a bitch? My motherfucking team is going to be out of the playoffs.
Okay. Yeah, see, when you watch it, it's a whole different feeling than when you don't watch it.
Yeah, of course.
You got your hand in your head like, son of a bitch.
You dropping then shit, you throwing shit, you screaming.
Yeah. Hell yeah. All that right
stomach,
there.
Hey, you getting stomach ache, headache?
Nigga, I had to go to the
store. All the symptoms.
And give me some more drink. I was just sitting in this motherfucker. I can't believe this shit. My phone ringing. I'm not answering. Phone ringing. I'm not answering that motherfucker. You got the last 2 minutes.
Like
what?
Have a nigga like Ron Artest to sock somebody to start the fight and shit. Fuck it, yeah, we ain't already lost the game.
Right,
shit. You know what I mean? What one of these niggas fire on somebody, shit.
And see, that's the problem with the Lakers anyway. You always gotta, I mean, to me, any team gotta have a gangster on.
Yeah.
Like Marquise Morris, I thought he was a gangster. He ain't no gangster. He's a nigga slam gangster. He the soft twin. Motherfucker who plays for the Clippers, that nigga be getting into it with motherfuckers. Oh yeah. We had Ron Artest, nigga. Shit would have went different. Niggas don't know nothing about the dirty macros.
Back when he was really Ron Artest, not when he changed his name to Metta World Peace and shit.
Mm-hmm. When that nigga was Ron, me and my son called that nigga Ron Ron. When Ron Ron was in the game, nigga, it was on.
Yeah.
Look at the Bulls back in the days when they had Dennis Rodman. Them motherfuckers wasn't doing, nobody wasn't doing shit because Dennis was getting ready to come fuck you up.
Oh, yeah. They had somebody new. They had a strap.
Broke the nigga out of goddamn Slurpee. Now motherfucker got a bag of chips.
Nigga done went, hey, nigga done went from drinking and shit to eating and shit, huh?
Right.
Shit.
Who has a snack tonight? What's going on?
Huh?
I don't know what that noise.
I say, who has a snack tonight? It's not me, because I've been calling.
That's my bad. That's my bad. I decided to cook me some french fries and shit.
Nigga, that don't sound like you cooking french fries.
Nigga, that sound like that nigga got the french fries in the bag, nigga, shaking up all the salt and the ketchup together.
Boy, that nigga sound like that nigga frying motherfucking pork skin. You get them pork skin from the stove, nigga. Put, you know when you drop the water in the grease and shit? It sound like that, or it sound like a big-ass bag.
It sound like somebody was drinking one of them slushies with a little spoon on the bottom of it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Make a little funny-ass noise.
Yeah, that's what it sound like to me, too, shit.
Yeah, it sound like you trying to get that corner out, huh?
Yeah. Nigga, just take the top off and drink that shit.
Yeah, just take the top off
and
drink
that
shit.
When you get the shit on mute, and you just start doing shit subliminally.
Motherfucker, just take the top off and take the rest of the slurp. Motherfucker, you got the straw with the little spoon thing on the bottom, so you ain't getting ready to get the rest of it.
Hell no, not with that motherfucker you ain't.
Hell no, you ain't. You just take the top off and drink the rest of it. It's only a corner.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Right. Like you got a straw and it's down there in the corner getting it. Nah, nigga, you trying to suck it up through the spoon, nigga.
Nigga on some, a nigga doing that kind of shit, you on some disturbing the peace type shit.
Right. You gotta be look over at a nigga and say, all right, nigga, that's enough, nigga. Just take the top off and drink the rest of it. Okay, I know I want to do the straw. Okay, turn the straw around then. With the spoon part in your mouth.
Thank
you. Hell yeah.
Now, you know
I
heard that bottle.
I wish I never said nothing about a Slurpee. Now I want one of them motherfuckers.
Me too. I just said that a Cherry Coke.
Ain't that some shit?
Where is it at? Because Kmart is gone. We ain't got it no more.
That nigga said Kmart. I don't think we got one.
No, well, you know what? It is a few Kmart still around, but they merged with Sears.
We still got Kmart in Texas. I think it's a Kmart in Victorville.
Ain't no more Kmart everywhere.
They went out of business. They're going out of business.
Kmart's been going out of business.
They've been going out of business for about 10 years.
Man, Kmart been gone from here about 20 years now almost from Houston.
They've been closing stores.
Yeah. The motherfuckers gone. I don't know, all the shit that you know that closed down, that you kind of wish was still around.
They got that Super Kmart, and then, and I think it's in Carson, and then they got the other Kmart I fuck with is
nah.
Closed that one down?
Ain't no more Kmart, ain't no more none of that shit.
No, Kmart's the one in San Jose still open. The one in San Jose still open.
But look though, you know.
Yeah,
what?
We had one in Texarkana, man. It just shut down last year. The one in Texarkana.
Just last year. Yeah,
year before last.
But you know, them motherfuckers, man, cause Walmart gonna come in there and spank they ass.
Yeah, hey, it's a new store coming up right now. That's gonna fuck Walmart up though.
He can't beat Walmart.
It's a new store.
You know
store
what?
Right
I see something. that there's only 24 Kmart stores remaining in the United States. So that's crazy. Because it was probably like 24 in Houston at one point.
24. There used to be so many of them in L.A. because it wasn't even funny.
What? Y'all know about Lodi's,
what,
though?
What about Newberry, though? Remember Newberry?
Don't break all them out, nigga. I knew J.J. Newberry, and I knew Zodi. Zodi's was the shit, nigga.
Hey, Zodi's was the shit,
Yeah, that motherfucker Zodi's, nigga. The only thing I hate about going, I thought when we go on Zodi's, my mama was thrifty. My mama was gonna buy me some bubble gums when I went that motherfucker. Be like, we going to Zodi. I'll be like, oh fuck, she gonna buy me some bubble gum.
Bubble gum, this is tough here.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Don't.
Hey.
They Newberry was the shit like a motherfucker though.
Hey, Scribby.
I'ma
mention some shit. I'ma mention some shit, but only catch like me, you, and whoever is like around about our age, they'll remember this shit.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
What about
remember the Spy Right store that used to be on Broadway? Oh, Spy
no, what,
Right, nigga, the shoe store, nigga.
Spy
Right.
You said Stride Right. Yeah, that's a throwback.
Hell
that's
yeah, I forgot about that. Safeway.
Stride Right, nigga.
Hey, Boys Market.
Mm-mm. Oh, they still got a Boys Market.
Alpha Beta.
Oh, nigga.
Alpha Beta.
Alpha Beta? Oh, damn.
Alpha Beta.
Oh, nigga,
Boys
I
Market.
Got my first healthy from Alpha Beta. That motherfucker was yellow and black. I'll never forget.
Nigga, okay. Let's go. Nigga, Pep Boys, nigga. Hey, they still got some of them around.
I ain't seen
no Pep Boys.
Pep Boys right
they
here.
They got one. They got one in Inglewood.
Right down the street from my house. They everywhere.
No shit.
Right down
the street. Yeah, they got one. Hey, check this out. They got one in Inglewood. They still service cars and all that old shit, too.
This motherfucker right here service, too. Yeah, they service right here, too. Brakes, all that shit. Tires, brakes, tune-ups.
I ain't seen the Pep Boys in
many more than Jack,
homie. Nigga, there's a couple of Pep Boys out here in San Bernardino. Don't get it twisted. It's about four or five of them in San Bernardino.
Yeah,
I ain't seen
right
no Pep
right
Boys in a long-ass time.
Damn.
Okay. Hold on, I got some.
This one, Rialto on Foothill.
How old am I?
Virginia on E Street.
Now, I bet you, hey, I bet y'all ain't seen this motherfucker place. Nigga, Buster Browns, nigga.
And shit, hell nah. Ain't nobody seen that nigga since probably like that. The early 80s. You balling that nigga, you.
That nigga, hey, none of y'all niggas see no Buster. Hey, nigga, I'm going to Buster Brown's, homie.
Yes, sir.
No,
damn.
That, hey, look, we was too young. We just had to go. We couldn't go on our own. By the time we got grown, nigga, we couldn't go. Nigga, I ain't going to no motherfucking Buster Brown's. He was tripping.
Yes, I'm trying to give me some penny loafers. Some penny loafers. I want to put a nickel in the motherfucker.
Oh, nigga trying to get some crumpet sacks or Nick kickers or chucks or some shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nigga, that's what I'm talking about.
He was a hey, nigga had some fucking penny loafers. Nigga put a nickel in there, thought he was a baller. Nigga stick a nickel in that motherfucker.
You know, lunch money in it. You leave your kangaroo with your lunch money and it had his little $2 for lunch in the kangaroo pocket.
Nigga, damn. I had one pair of penny loafers in my life, nigga. I think I wore them like twice or something like that. I was like, I don't know. I mean, the hype is just too overwhelming.
Motherfuckers don't. Nigga, them was the dress shoe Jordans back in the day.
Nigga, I wore Stacy's. I wore Stacy's and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? If I had to wear something, nigga, I put on a penny loaf, and I was like, I don't know. I felt like Michael Jackson.
What about Goldenberg? Let's go there. Let's go to Goldenberg.
They still got some of them cracking. That motherfucker on Vermont and Century out there.
It's on 83rd and Western.
Nigga, you talking about Jim Daddy?
No,
period.
The one across the Centennial closed down.
TG and Y and
Woolworth. That's a 7-Eleven.
Nah, they moved.
I missed the Golden Bird too, right there in the hood.
They moved.
Nigga,
they on the
100. They moved it.
Them right there. Yeah, they on 135th and Avalon. The one that used to be right there on the street from the 10.
What about Pioneer, nigga? Y'all don't know nothing about no Pioneer chicken.
Pioneer's over there on by Huntington Park, ain't it?
Yeah, Pioneer's still open.
That one Pioneer over there by Huntington Park still open.
Nigga, I stayed on 75th and Central. It was one on Florence and Central. And nigga used to go in there and get them motherfucking gizzards.
That's when they used to sell them fucking liver and gizzards and shit.
Ooh, they're fried gizzards up in that Pioneer was rocking. Especially with
man. You gotta have a hot sauce. Oh yeah, nigga. That shit was swimming. Hell yeah. Hey, we're gonna go way back on y'all though.
Before Taco Bell, Puffin Taco.
Puppet Taco.
Puppet Taco, homie. That was way before Taco Bell. Puppet Taco was the lick.
Nigga, it was one on Central.
They still got some. They got some in Baldwin Park.
Central and Firestone, nigga.
Man.
Yep. I'm serious. I went to one in Baldwin Park. It's like three of them. Matter of fact,
yeah, Puppet Taco used to be the lick.
Oh my goodness, y'all motherfuckers, we gotta write a song about that shit.
We historians.
Hell yeah, nigga, Puppet Taco. Oh man,
Puppet Taco, homie.
Ooh-wee. You know what? No matter how old we is, I can still taste that shit.
That's how that Pioneer chicken is, homie, and that Golden Bird. Every time y'all said the food joint,
I was tasting it. I don't know if it was weed or not, but I was like, I can remember. I know what it tastes like.
Yeah, for real.
Or what it should taste like.
Hey.
Wow.
Remember when Kentucky Fried Chicken used to sell them parfaits?
When they used to sell what?
They used to sell them parfaits with, like, the breadcrumbs and, like, the lemon meringue, like, in a cup.
Oh, yeah. My wife be making them motherfuckers all the time. I be fucking them up, boy. Hell yeah. I'm gonna jump into a couple of these joints, man, and we'll
that's
be back
what's up. On, that's what's up.
In a few minutes, you know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna spend a few minutes, you know what I'm saying? Two West Radio number 3642-1597. Just give us a call, man. We in there clowning. If y'all got something, man, if y'all remember an old story that we don't know, it don't matter where you from. You know, give us a call, man. We on.
Push up.
Who else cry, yo, yay?
Connoisseur Chris.
God, I'm a blunt to this one. Let's get it.
I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note like I'm one deep.
I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me. I be on my own note, walking to the beat of my own drum. Moving too fast for my shadow, for my sanity, I'm on the run. Trapped in a trap house for a few days, my stay stuck, trapped up, but I'm paid. Living on my rap, trying to find better ways, trying to find better haze, trying to find better days. I don't feel like myself, but I don't know what to feel. Do I wanna go independent, or go give me a deal? I don't know who this Chris is, I'm on the outside and I'm looking in. I wanna be a team player and drop 50 in the gym. I wanna be like Dame, I wanna be like Jay. I wanna say fuck my job, I'ma work for what I say. I can't, my life's so fucked up where I say I can't stay. I'm going through the struggle and the pain won't go away. I be on my own note, my own note. I be on my own note, my own note. I be on my own note like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me. Tryna find time for this rapping shit, and I fuck up my trapping shit. And I fuck up my relationship, ain't got time for my friends and shit. I be on my own note, ain't got no time for myself. No privacy, I don't even sleep by myself. Hospital visits, not drinking water or eating healthy. Stomach pains, medicine can't change, you know how sick a cell be. No control of my energy, this cardio ain't helping me. I fuck my 6 for hours, but can't make it past a 3-on-3. I be on my own note, I hope my people understand. Locked up in the free, you know how they treat a black man. I need more than a CAT scan, I need to change my whole lifespan. I'm just trying to be who I am, if you don't like it, I don't give a damn. I be on my own note.
It's like when you think you understand life,
my own note,
you find out you don't.
I be on my own note,
you gotta take it one day at a time, man.
My own note,
be yourself.
I be on my own note, like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me. I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
Another release from the West Coast beast. Wearing all red like I play for the Chiefs. Keep the gat in my lap so I don't have to reach. Throwing up the W when I'm chilling on the geese. I'm psychotic, heads bounce like hydraulics. Anything you want, baby girl, I got it. Niggas hate, I do too much when I'm flossing. Rolling down Main, breaking left on Slauson. Love how the rim shine, proud how the paint bling. Me and King Scratch, the motherfucking dream team. Supreme being, me, flawless. Like my weed sticky, my bitch is brawless. I love my shit banging, give a fuck what you claiming. This type of shit, I have a square nigga banging. Oh, RS9 straight singing. Step to SI, make your punk ass famous. SI, true trigger man. Open fire on the nigga, George Zimmerman. Move that rock nigga hand to hand. Dogs break the park, shit a scene. All the niggas friends. King Scratch, true trigger man. Open fire on the nigga, George Zimmerman. Move that rock, nigga, hand to hand. Dogs break the park, should've seen how the niggas ran.
Eastside, West Coast, G-Walk, two-step. I rep crew, wear more blue. Got that fat sack like a kangaroo. Hopping out the car with the whole fucking crew. There were repercussions, searching for the backlash. Got illegal weapons in my stash, ready to crash. All y'all parties at 3, call security. Cause I got a whole lot of niggas with me. Some in the suit, some khaki suit, some wanna talk, some wanna shoot. Where is the loot? No need for conversation. Check the down shit with no hesitation. Here we come, here we come, here we go. Standing on the top, let the bodies hit the floor. Hey yo, take over, that was the plan. Look into my eyes and see a real true trigger man. SI, true trigger man. Open fire on the nigga, George Zimmerman.
Move that rock, nigga, hand in hand. Dogs break the park, shit a scene.
I'm a nigga friend.
King Scratch, true trigger man. Open fire on a nigga,
George Zimmerman.
Move that rock, nigga, hand in hand. Dogs break the park, shit a scene.
I'm a nigga friend.
West Side True West. 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 West Side True West.
And I can't get this shit done. I'm doing this for pay, not for fun. Trash can beats, don't play in my spot. Who gives a fuck about the views that you got? What you did in the past don't matter to me. What's up today? A bunch of souls with nothing to say. Same flow, same track, same this, same that. No style, whack rap, two time, double tap. Feel that shit because that's what it sound like. Turn off the power, don't pick up another mic. Tell your boys they need to pump they break also. Can't pay what they play, but they acting like they boss though. What it cost though, they don't have ass for that. Striking out every time they attack. Way too true, I thought you knew, fill my cup up. A whole lot of niggas got your boy fucked up.
Thinking we won't get together.
You got me fucked up.
Thinking that you won't get jacked.
You got me fucked up.
Nah, I don't wanna hear your rap.
You got me fucked up.
Nah, I don't wanna hear your trap.
You got me fucked up.
Thinking we won't get together.
You got me fucked up.
Thinking that you won't get jacked.
You got me fucked up.
Nah, I don't wanna hear your rap.
You got me fucked up.
Nah, I don't wanna hear your trap.
You got me fucked up.
You got me fucked up, now look what happened. I get a headache every time you start rapping. Everybody wanna go and sound like the Migos. All Rick Ross, they wanna talk about them kilos. But to me, that shit be so funny. Cause they looking broke with no money. I'm from the state where it's so sunny. And I'm laid up on the beach with your honey. Now let me get back to the topic. You got me fucked up, you think I won't pop it.
You got me fucked up.
Nah, I don't wanna hear your rap.
You got me fucked up.
Nah, I don't wanna hear your trap.
You got me fucked up.
Thinking we won't get the gap.
You got me fucked up.
Thinking that you won't get jacked.
You got me fucked up.
Nah, I don't wanna hear your rap.
You got me fucked up.
Nah, I don't wanna hear your trap.
You got me fucked up.
Move with the force of Hercules. Light up all shorts and Zeus of killer bees. Old dirty bastard, come on nigga please. Deadly paragraphs, ever plagues of MCs. Who march to the medley, move across seas. Bad blood, no love attached, arms to your knees. I'll be Dr. Moreau when I'm locking the flow. I'm pulling jokes with a rook, I keep tough to the fold. Then you take a double look, see crooks, eyes behold. Melchizedek has returned to take souls. Ladies love me, the good, bad, and ugly. Tall, dark, handsome, 6'1 and thuggy. This new some new Nick Zeus shit, it's a bully. Hide a can in my hoodie, so what's dilly? Let's color bra, King Shark, amongst the guys. Immortal, that walk the portal. To realize.
You got me fucked up. 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 Nigga, you got me fucked up. 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 You got me fucked up.
I don't need that bitch.
Who that is? What up, man? What's going down?
Oh, man, you know the usual business, bro. You ready?
Oh, nigga, I'm up here with Rob Knight and OG. Nigga, that's the
West, we about to hit you up right now, nigga, we'll see you there.
Now Norma Lee, J. Norma B, at the lab, with his pen and his pad, with some gin in his glass. But my girlie done floss me again, and I'm mad. Connect with my homies, hit the 110 when we smash, and crack that fresh pipa, hen in the bag, and twist that dodie up, my friend in a zag. I'm rolling an intro pair, but I pretend it's a jag. We both niggas with show figures, but take it from Jason, it's temporary, cause we go get us. Now let's go get us. Couple gold diggers, they see we in the club at 9, cause after 10 it's a fee. Crack a grin, come with me. I'll keep my mackin' at a minimum, cause my momentum render them useless, and I'm exclusively abusive. The rag MCs that suck like 2/10. Why you me mugging me, and it's a club full of hoes, gonna snatch you up a couple, and hit the dance flow. I'm in this club to promote my cuts, otherwise I really wouldn't give a fuck. Somebody keep farting and these drinks is too high, and the bouncers getting at us like they ready to die.
Hey man, you better get your motherfucking hands off me. What's wrong with
up in this club, club, we in this club, club, who in this club, club, we in this club, club, we in this club, club, we in this club, club, who in this club, club, we in this club, club, up in this club, club, we in this club, club, who in this club, club, we in this club, club, up in this club, club, we in this club, club, who in this club, club, up in this club, club.
You should have stayed at home if you didn't come to dance, but I bet you take a drink if I ask.
Yeah.
I know you would. Damn, you look good, but your attitude is fucked up. Coming to the club, acting to Diddy and suck up. Or is it that your girlfriend is your girlfriend? And since y'all licky licky, you don't dance with me. You act like I'm asking you to come and bounce a bed. Niggas hawking you all night, heads going straight to your head. A few years ago, I would have put you in your place. Oh, your ass wanna drink, it would have been right in your face. I'm just wasting my time, chasing after a dime. A nigga's a little bigger, but she a boogie with a nigga. Adios, hope you need to come out of your shell. Just remember, bougie niggas don't slang dick as well. A high-class bitch who won't give you no love, but the ones you passing by is the ones that wanna born.
Up in this club, club, we in this club, club, who in this club, club, we in this club, club, we in this club, club, we in this club, club, who in this club, club, we in this club, club, up in this club, club, we in this club, club, who in this club, club, we in this club, club, up in this club, club, we in this club, club, who in this club, club, up in this club, club. Excuse me, miss, I'm witnessing that thickness and the sickening. Let me get that chirp, and perhaps in the future, maybe I can get that clit and tickling.
What the fuck you say?
Maybe I can get you a quick drink, she said. Then
it
all turned away in the discussion, and I was less than a match, cause in fact my booty wasn't. My crew disgusted. Matter of fact, they got hot, but I remain cool, cause in my pockets it's a knot, and in my brain it's a plot. I must remember to remember, cause after December that's when I drop. I keep it pushing, cracker smell like a cracker down. And after a while, you can see me cracker stab.
Oh, okay, it's like that. Oh, watch BT in a couple of weeks, you're gonna be kicking your own sister.
Up in this club, club, we in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. We in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? Up in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. We in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? Up in this club, club.
Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130, or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks.
talk to the truth. We got you. True, West. Yeah.
Eddie Paper did it.
3 2 3 6 4 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2 2
original. King Scratch, True West Entertainment, True West Radio, nigga. My nigga DJ Have Love. Or it's Friday night, feel me? 8 to 10 p.m. 323-642-1597. Tap in with your boy. Feel me? True West Radio.
True West Radio. Eddie Paper. True West Radio. Yeah, that was my nigga boy. All City, man. That's really, if you pound for pound rapper, I think he the best rapper I know, bro. I'm telling you, I'm not gonna lie to you. I say on the West, motherfucker, All City is the shit, bro. Anyway, True West Radio, we back. Hold on, man. Let me see if I get these goddamn clapping shit in. Mr. Everywhere, you know, he up in here. Hold on. Got to put my password in there. Mr. Everywhere, he in there. Mr. Everywhere. Yeah, I'm going loco. Boot out Lee's on 24 TV. DJ F Love. Weepy. And her boy Magic. Magic.
Yeah,
we go. Tell me about this. Jeff owes some stuff that I ain't played in a while, you know what I mean? I got to get with Have Love because there's a couple of songs back there on the south side of things that I need to be playing.
Yo, appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Hey, I don't know where all the songs is. You know what I'm saying?
You playing one of his last songs too,
though. Huh?
I said you playing one of his on the last show too. But I couldn't say thank you because it was over too quick.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's all good, man. Y'all ain't got to thank me, man. It's kind of sort of Chris. Y'all family. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to spend some of that, man. I got to. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make sure pretty soon we're going to have some new joints from all of us. I got some new joints. I just, man, I don't know. I got to put some paint where it ain't. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing some things with K-9. And, you know, pretty soon me and we all going to be getting down pretty soon. You know what I mean? But we need that. And just put it out there on this month, June 18th, we would be reshooting the Los Angeles video. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if y'all out in county, y'all wanna creep through, you know what I'm saying? We getting ready to hit Staples. We go hit Venice Beach. We're going to go down to Danny Trejo's. He's going to be in there. We'll probably get some free tacos and all that good stuff. Machete, if y'all don't know the name.
When is this?
This is the 18th. 18th of this month.
Okay, where we got to meet at?
I'm going to keep everybody informed, bro. You know, who I was. I'm gonna let everybody know exactly where I'm at because I'm gonna leave on the 17th and I'm probably kicking around Fontana or somewhere. That's where my boy Trey, the dude is doing the video. He let down there, so I'm gonna get a room down there and I'm gonna chill. Then we're gonna wake up in the morning, but we're gonna be out there about 8-9 o'clock. That's when we're gonna start. Probably around at least about 11. Hopefully we'll be with Danny Creole And we'll go up there to Trejo's Tacos and get some free tacos.
You talking about on La Siena?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
West Coast?
I was gonna go to his spot and get some tacos until people were walking out talking about $13 for one taco. I said,
hell no.
I said, I ain't paying no $13 for no motherfucking tacos.
No. Well, I mean, if everything go the way it's supposed to, we all gonna eat free. So
I'll make sure I'm there.
Hey, I need my True West shirt made so I can make sure I have it in video.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna make some of them tomorrow because I'm not getting in the video. I'm just shooting. I might do a surprise, nigga, but.
I don't think I'm gonna be on there. I don't think I'm gonna be in this video.
Hey, I'll give you a camera. All you got to do is point and shoot.
I can do that all day.
I'm kind of scared to ask you about the shirt, Squeezy. You had to go get my black shirt, mate.
Yeah, I got to get one. I got to get one for him, too. So, because the biggest motherfucker there, I seen in my spot, them up was like 7X. You know what I mean? And Ev talking about, nigga, I probably got to sew a shirt together for him.
That nigga,
yeah, nigga, you zero.
Yeah, I'm gonna make that nigga a poncho. I'm gonna make that nigga a poncho.
Yeah.
That's gonna be live as hell with the logo on it.
Oh yeah, well it got both of the logos. It got the True West on the front and it got Good Effects in the back. Yeah, so I'm gonna get it all together, you know what I'm saying? I'm just glad to send y'all bills, cause if y'all get them pro clubs, man, I ain't. When I Magic, that big ass pro, this pro club, the motherfucker like, nigga, $13, 10, 13, all that shit. I'm like, fuck.
I say, you had to go search high and near for my shit.
Man, what size you with?
3X.
Oh, 3X, man, that's what I wear. Yeah, that's what I rock. I rock a 3X all the time. My stomach don't protrude that far. Yeah, my stomach don't protrude that far, so I'd be like 3X, bang.
My stomach don't protrude at all.
Wow, okay, well, you know what I'm saying? That's how lucky motherfuckers. I drink a lot of beer, so I know I'm going to be a big belly motherfucker until further notice. The motherfucking doctor say, oh, you can't drink no beer. That means the death rate is getting ready to go up.
That nigga said the crime rate about to go up 44%.
The less beer I drink, the more people are going to die. Nah, I'm just fucking around. I want to take y'all serious because y'all take me serious. But, beer keep me calm. Beer make me, I do track better if I can reach over and grab a beer, you know what I mean? Not just any beer. I can't have that old stand in front of the toilet and drink it and piss beer. I don't need that. I can't do that. Nah. But in any case, excuse me. Ooh, excuse me again. See, good beer. That's what good beer tastes like. So that's what it's, that's what it sounds like. My whole thing
for
is,
real.
Why you going to buy some bullshit beer if it ain't gonna serve no purpose?
Right.
My mama, she drink beer, but she drink, her and my pop, they drink something called Old Dude, so it ain't no alcohol in it. It's got the beer taste. I'm like, what's the purpose?
They probably just want the taste of beer without the effects of the alcohol.
Man, I had a 24 pack of Budweiser, and it seemed like it seemed like I was pissing every motherfucking 30 seconds. It seemed like as soon as I drink that motherfucker, I gotta go piss. That's why I drink this syrup. I got this syrup up here, man. 211, Hurricane, St. Ives, High Gravity. And then if all else failed, because most of the time, even when I was on tour, I had to get 8 balls. So I'm like, all right, so that means that if anybody want to fight, I'm going to fight your ass tonight for real. Drinking 8 balls. But, you know what I mean? It's, I don't know. That's just what I do. This is what I do. This make me be creative, make me think about, you know, shit that I probably wouldn't think about when I'm sober. And it ain't even about just having a major ass bug. It's just mellow you down a little bit. You know, that's all I'm saying.
It's called knocking the edge off.
Yeah. This motherfucker, I'm cool.
Hey, Chief, I'm going to ask y'all a question.
Who?
Have y'all ever seen anybody fight over a cigarette?
Have I ever seen what?
Have you ever seen anybody fight over asking for a cigarette?
Oh, yeah.
I ain't seen people fight over some of the stupidest of shit.
Asking for a cigarette.
Mm.
Why she had me laughing today?
Niggas fight over cigarettes. Hey, you know when I beat up one of my homies over a cigarette?
Yeah.
Well, he was. I knew the nigga. He was cool, but see, when my cousin was passed out on the couch, and he had a pack of cool. I think I was like 16, 17. And he had a pack of cool. I went to the bathroom and I came out. He just threw it down in the pool. I'm like, dude, you can't be stealing this cigarette. Oh, nigga, you ain't gonna do nothing about me stealing no cigarette. I beat his ass right in my living room. It wasn't even my cigarette.
That's the cold part.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta whoop a nigga ass up for something that ain't yours.
Yeah.
Right. But you at my house and my nigga sleep, my cousin sleep, he old. You know what I'm saying? I go back to my cousin just go gangster one of his cigarettes and fire that motherfucker up. Like, bro, you didn't have no cigarettes, man. Oh, yeah, I just took one of his. Nigga, you ain't got supposed to take it.
Nigga, you ain't even ass a nigga.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you where to get you beat up worse than a motherfucker. He'll say. You'll say get you fucked off.
Yeah, but good out.
You'll say what you thought you were here.
Well, see, when now that we are, most of us is grown. Well, all of us is grown. I ain't gonna say most.
Yeah.
Of us. All of us is grown. So we do things a little different than we would do when we was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Because first of all, I'm not trying to bring no conflict, but I'm gonna react to some conflict like a motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just the difference. You know, as we get older, when we was younger, it'd be like, nigga, bring that shit, nigga, whatever. Now we older.
I'm gonna open my door because this loud bitch downstairs now. They down there loud again tonight. I'm gonna see somebody get. I'm gonna see me another fight.
Oh, yeah. They
can live over here.
Hey,
you can call me after this.
Break out the camera.
Hey, shit. Nigga called me out today. Bobby was showing something. I'm going to say, you better not get up out that wheelchair. You going to sit your ass down. For real? You want it? This what you want for real? Come on. Let me show you something, man.
You know, I don't know if it got something to do with the, you know, the COVID thing, but motherfuckers, it's been a whole lot of wild motherfuckers. Every morning, my wife, she get up and she got her tablet and she showing me all these Karens and Kens. I guess they gonna be Kens because the goddamn men, them white folks is fucking crazy. Motherfucker, this one white family she was showing me this morning. The motherfuckers kept parking his car where he wasn't supposed to park that motherfucker.
Yeah.
And the white dude was mad like a motherfucker. He was like, man, if that motherfucker car is here when I pull up, I'm about to fuck this car up. And he had one there, big ass, it ain't a monster truck, but it's a big ass truck. Do you know he pushed that car back and then rolled over that motherfucker? And then it seemed like the little kid and about three women, it's about five, six motherfuckers, fucked the car up and they left. But they dumbass recorded it.
What?
Yep. All of them doing 5 years.
Not Nichols.
Nigga, them motherfuckers all got fat. They all got them fat shoulders. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like,
yeah, fat Nick.
Man,
fat Nick, I'm fat.
Like, so I'm like, yeah, nigga, that's that nigga with some good ass stress in it, nigga. But
hell yeah.
But the thing about it is, you recorded it. You put the shit online. And the police just came and scooped your bitch ass up.
Yeah.
That shit crazy as a motherfucker. Dumbass of the week. But I don't understand because, you know, the thing about it is, like, I seen the motherfuckers in Walmart. Them motherfuckers was nubbing up in that bitch. And that's an old ass word if y'all
know.
But one white lady don't want to have a mask on. She start talking shit. She swing on a black employee, and the black employee beat that ass. It was another one when the black girl she worked at McDonald's.
Hey.
Worked at a McDonald's or something, and the white man didn't have no mask on. That nigga fucked around and grabbed that black girl. That black girl who worked in the motherfucking spot jumped over that motherfucker and beat that white man ass. That shit was crazy because she was giving that nigga the business. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying that women can't fight, but nigga, she was one of them nigga fighting ass women. She was giving that nigga B business. That nigga, she was whooping that dude so bad that the other employees had to drag her off of him. I'm going, you dumbass, what do you think was going to happen? Karens and Kens everywhere. Watch the motherfuckers. They be throwing the motherfuckers on your Facebook page. But it be so
hold
fucking
hold on.
Retarded.
I got one throwback real quick. Kenny Shoestore.
Kenny? Nigga, Tom McCann, nigga. How about that? Nigga, I threw one right back at you.
Nigga, I got one for y'all. I got one for y'all. Pro Kid.
Oh, man.
That nigga went off dead. That nigga said Pro Kid.
Let's see.
Okay, now hold on. Let me go back.
You
know what? Fish's Chips is still around, so I can't sit there and throw that one out here.
Oh, ain't there a Fish's Chips?
Yeah.
They closed that motherfucker down. They closed that motherfucker down here. They had one up here. They closed that motherfucker down. I said, nigga, I'm giving me some HR, nigga.
And the gas one's still in the hood. And it's one of San Bernardino, too.
I hit that corner, nigga. And I still have boards on that motherfucker. The one I used to like, nigga, was on, it was like Western in Manchester.
Yeah, Western in Manchester.
Yeah, not right on Western in Manchester.
I know it was like right off of Western in Manchester. Hold on, hold on.
It was on Manchester.
Binker, it was in between Binker and, what is that little street right there? Goddamn, nigga, that's in the hood.
I know the street. I know the street. That was HR Fish and Chips, nigga.
Yeah, next door to the liquor store.
Yeah. Well, the liquor store, all you had to do was cross the driveway and the liquor store was right there.
Yep. It's still there?
That shit was bomb, nigga. That shit was bomb. See?
That vinegar dressing
that Kenji
put on that shit?
Oh, man. Well, shit. I know it's a, there's a whole lot of motherfuckers, spaces. Goddamn, somebody about to go to jail around that motherfucker.
That ain't me.
Magic, you about to go to jail, nigga? I hear the sirens coming, nigga.
Hell nah. you ain't hear no gunshots, so you know shit, I'm good. I'm good, and whoever else is good, too.
That nigga be like, hey, nigga, they behind me. What? Pat, 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 pat. Nigga, they behind me.
Transfer complete.
Let me turn on channel 7.
I'm like, hey, Stretch, tell my family I love them. But it was catch 22 with this situation.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Yep. The only way I'm going to run from the police, if I know I got enough weed and enough beer. If I'm in the car, because, nigga, I'll be rolling, I'll be throwing beers out the window like beer cans. Like a motherfucker. After I get nice and buzzed,
they gonna pick up
every
last one of beer cans and
charge you for a felony.
Well, fuck, I'm already riding. All kind of charges.
Cool.
We about to have
hell
all
yeah.
kind of issues.
They gonna hit you with baiting, littering.
Hey,
no, okay.
Okay.
Well, this don't make no sense. This right here.
They gonna give
thing.
You a. They gonna give me the literary charges. Okay, I'm just gonna stop. They're gonna say, okay, stop, and I'm just gonna sit the can on the ground and keep going.
That's still literary.
DUI.
Thank you for leaving to DNA, so now we got DNA if we get away.
I'm about to take it off.
Well, the only way I know I can get away is if I run towards the airport. Now, if I run past the airport, they gonna get
or
hard
or
about.
They get to a lake, so here I go all up in the water.
Right.
Call me a
well, we got
this point
of time. We got about. Goddamn, it's crazy. We only got 20 seconds left. Y'all don't hang up. True West Radio, man. Thanks for y'all calling, man. You know, Friday, man. Thanks to everybody involved. Don't hang up. Don't hang. Nah, them motherfuckers, they get lost. They get lost in the mountains like a motherfucker. But when you go by that airport, the motherfucker, the helicopters, all the police helicopters and TV helicopters, they gotta stop because motherfuckers is flying their planes up out of there. Y'all gotta get the fuck out the way.
But you gotta think about this too. Once they call and once they say, okay, we got on a chase and we need. Clear
airspace, nigga, they're going to be like, okay, come on in.
If it's clear, they tell you to come in. Them planes ain't going to stop. They going to tell them motherfuckers to get the fuck out the way. If they in the platform, they not getting ready to stop that flight, nigga. So your dumb ass, I don't give a fuck who you chasing. You have to get your ass out the way.
What is that, Most Wanted? When he drove into, when Big Boy drove into the water?
Oh, yeah. I ain't doing that.
Nigga, I'm
well, first of all, I wouldn't run. Ain't nothing worth running for. You know what I'm saying? I might think about it if I got a whole lot of shit in the car or something. I'm getting ready to roll me a blunt while I'm driving. I'm going to drink the beer I just got from the liquor store. Probably smoke a whole pack of motherfucking cigarettes. Then I'll pull off. But I'm not getting right around from them motherfuckers anyway. Nigga be like, because you know.
Be able to, nigga, your legs ain't going to be the way they need to be to try to run because you're going to be intoxicated.
I ain't talking about physically running, nigga. I'm talking about driving around, nigga. I ain't talking about running.
Nigga, I'm going to drive it, and once I'm done driving, I'm jumping out there running. They're going to be chasing me like Jesse Owens.
Oh, yeah, and I hope that motherfucker is on the news. I'm saying, that's JoJo, dumb ass. I'll be going, run, JoJo, run.
You
run. You better have an earpiece in, I'll tell you where you need to go. Nigga, jump the fence and turn right. Go down
there. Running like. We like a game and shit. Like, nigga, hey, go two clicks down, nigga, and hit the backyard.
Right.
It's going to be two dogs.
Right.
Run around the side fence. Wait.
Yeah,
he ran past. Go.
So jump to the, go to the left, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Nigga, scratch, you see me on TV? Yep, I got you. Nigga, keep running, nigga. Oh, here come a 50. Come right. Go left.
Hey, you know what? It's funny. I wonder if a motherfucker ever really did that, like have an earpiece in his ear running and shit while a motherfucker watching that nigga on the news, giving him play-by-play. Like, nigga, hey, the helicopter coming from the north, nigga. So run through them apartments right there. Yeah, you see where the lights flaming? Now turn and go back the other way.
Yeah.
Hey, nigga, stay where you at, nigga. They can't even find you.
Yeah. And look, go to apartment 3 and knock on the
door. You lost
the
helicopter, the police, and everybody.
Go to apartment 3 and knock on the door. That's the homie. He waiting for you. We don't know where he went. Here, man, put these clothes on.
Nigga, take these clippers. Nigga, shave and braids and dreads out your shit. Nigga, looking for that.
Yep.
Nigga, come out with a straight turban on.
They do it. Right. They're friends. They do it. What is going on around here?
Motherfucker be talking about, welcome to 7-Eleven, would you like a Slurpee, please?
Like, I'm trying to get to work and you guys are stopping me. I even put the red dot on my head and everything, nigga. I'll be out there fishing with the orange cross.
Yeah, man.
I got my job, and you just stopping me from getting to one of them on time.
Hey, you know what?
I got to get to work, but you guys get free 7-Eleven.
We gonna do a video like that. I don't know if we can't get the police, you know what I'm saying, because I was telling my nigga, because he was talking about having some police in his video, I said, just get some motherfucker to put some jeans on and some white man running shoes, nigga, they ain't got to be, you know what I'm saying, with some little fake guns or whatever, but we could do a video like that, and put the drone in the air, so the drone will be filming that shit like the fucking helicopter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We'll put the drone up there like the helicopter, and then that'll be
and
the helicopter.
And tape
you
a little
running.
Flashlight on it. Tape a little flashlight on it so it look like at nighttime, like the helicopter chasing you through the apartment.
Hell yeah. And what will be like, they can't see you. They can't see you. They'd be like, nigga, bruh, nigga, they had a drone following that nigga, you know what I'm saying, up in the air, kind of high, so it'll look like it's the helicopter looking for your ass.
We just do this shit in the daytime, you know what I mean? I can't fly that motherfucker like that, though. My homie got to fly that shit, nigga. I was trying to fly that motherfucker, boy. I think I ran into everything that could be ran into. And I was like, damn, it's cool. I could roll that motherfucker, like, real slow, like, at one spot. But when I try to go up in the air, oh, that should be fucked up. But we need to do a video like that. Y'all don't want to do it. I'm damn sure going to do it. I'm gonna have that motherfucker chasing the fuck out of motherfucker like a nigga in the motherfucker in the helicopter. That should be so dope. Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these motherfuckers. Huh?
I'm pissing me off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a dope idea, though.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be some shit that niggas ain't never seen on a video before.
Yeah, nigga, better be, nigga, making like a high-speed chase, nigga, but and a nigga stop and get out the car, you ain't got to run into no shit. You just jump out the car and start running. And the motherfucking drone will be like the motherfucking helicopter. Have motherfuckers chasing you and shit. Nigga, plane clothes. It ain't got to be no, you know what I'm saying? Nigga has some plane clothes, motherfuckers chasing after. Nigga chasing you, bam. Probably got hit a couple of fences or something. And then we actually had that shit like you got an earpiece in it going, nigga, go to the right. Go to the left. Or whoever, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I put that in my repertoire. Yo, if y'all don't want to do it, I'm going to do that shit too. Y'all motherfuckers going to be like, that nigga really did that shit. Nobody ain't got all this shit recorded right now, so nobody won't hear our episode and be like, go get a drone so we can get the police chase going.
But the difference is, it's not going to be like how we vision
it. It ain't going to be your vision.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
A motherfucking carbon copy a nigga shit all day long. But it won't capture the true author's vision. You know what I mean?
Right. Because you know I
just sit up here all day and call myself King Scratch, but shit, am I really King Scratch?
Yeah, that's true. Well, damn, I don't know whether to pop my collar, but thank you. But the thing about it is, as many high-speed chases that I've seen, I know exactly how to shoot that shit. Only thing I got to do, I just got to get the drone and fly that motherfucker around so I can...
Hey, Scritch, say not only that, nigga had real-life practice running from them bitches.
Oh, nigga.
Hell yeah.
Oh, nigga.
Nigga, I run across freeways and all, nigga. Whatever it takes to get away, I'm gonna do it.
I was telling my girl the other night how, you know, I like how, nigga, many times I done ran from the police, right? Because she was telling me a story about how a motherfucker she knew, this motherfucker ran and got away from the police.
Mm-hmm. I know a couple of niggas.
What made him, check this out, what made him end up getting caught? Because that nigga ran in one of his enemy hoods and shit. I told her, I said, bitch, I'd have still been pushing. Fuck them
man,
niggas.
Man, hell yeah.
Fuck them niggas. The niggas might would have seen me running from the police anyway and been like, my nigga, let me help you out.
No, nigga, they would have been like, oh shit, here come the 50s. They'd have went, they'd have left.
Everybody running too.
They running too.
Yeah,
they might go after them niggas instead of coming after me.
I told her, I said that was a cool story, finding Daddy. I said, but what really would impress me, you'd have told me that motherfucker was somewhere watching the police look for his ass. While he was somewhere chilling.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, depending on what you did, you know how them motherfuckers, they spread out. They put that little young perimeter. And then, now, if it was just like, you know, the police helicopter, you probably good. But when shit like that happened, all the goddamn TV stations be in the sky. And they be telling the niggas, out. The nigga under the car.
Niggas ought to know when you out here doing crime, nigga, do your homework. You gonna be a criminal? Do your homework. You know what I mean? Shit, learn, nigga. Learn police response time and nigga the air time and all that old shit, nigga, so you can learn how to get away from some shit.
And do your homework in the area that you in, so just in case you gotta do exit, nigga, you know what? Exit 1, 2,
man,
and 3.
You, exactly.
Freeway.
Yeah, I'm always like, wherever I'm at, I'm always looking, okay, if I got to get up out of this motherfucker, okay, I can go this way, hit this way, and do this. If I got to go this way, I go this way and do this.
It's freeways. It's freeways for me, nigga. I'm jumping on the furlough.
My girl why you always back in? My girl be like, why you always back in?
Oh, because you can get the fuck out of here.
I said, real nigga back in. I said, so if anything pop off, we can get going. I ain't trying to do that, you know what I mean, back up, go forward and all that shit. I just want to pull out and go.
Yeah.
If I got to spray and go, I'm going to spray and keep going. But I said, I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's crazy, boy. But
now
you know what? Yeah, I mean, hell, that's the easiest way, nigga. You gonna have to back up eventually. You know what I mean? You gonna have to back up to park, or you gonna have to back up to get the fuck out. So why not do it first? So even when you leave, you just gone. That's just wild. But like, I ain't planning on doing none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, as far as when you go somewhere, if you do back in, you can get the fuck out. Just in case you got some dum-dums around you or something like that, you know, that's always good. But I ain't fucking with the police. Them motherfuckers ain't getting ready to come, and I ain't fucking with them. Them motherfuckers be calling me, asking me if I want to donate. I be like, just hang the fuck up. I'm like, I don't even want to donate no money.
Talking to
him
in Chinese,
but
like,
what's up? They
hang up.
Mm-hmm. They'll be like, okay, let me put one of my Spanish-speaking people on there. Motherfucker be a Spanish. Hello,
That's why you hit them with a language you know they're going to take time to have to get a motherfucker to respond. Talking African and shit, nigga. They gonna be like, they gonna hang up on you.
You want me to buy what?
You want me to buy two buffalo?
And one wanago.
And I give you 3 sheets.
Okay. They be like, oh, shit, he don't know what he talking about. He crazy as a motherfucker. Nah, but I think I'm going to go on and ride up off this joint. I need to make some music, man. I ain't made no music in a couple of days. I'm irritated about my Lakers.
It's all right. They got next year.
I know. Hey, well, we were last year. I was telling my boy they're going to have the Laker parade still. And they're going to have I think it's going to be the Lakers and the Dodgers. I think they're going to do a parade together. I want to go. I don't even want to go now.
No, I'm going to tell you what's funny, though. My nephew had my other nephew and a couple of his homeboys over. Right?
Hey, stop it.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
As soon as they lost, was losing at halftime, then they kicked everybody out the house.
Bah!
And they was like, y'all ready? They was like, yeah. He's like, all right, y'all ready? He was like, yeah. He's like, all right, you ready to get the fuck up out of here? Y'all got to go. I said, nigga.
Hey, I ain't
mad.
I ain't mad. I'm not mad at all, because I was sitting around this motherfucker. I was so hot, especially when Anthony Davis went down, I said, oh, that's a wrap. Because we was already saying, nigga, get your bitch ass in there and play. And they got in there, he didn't even shoot a shot, and that motherfucker got hurt, and he gone. I was like, that's it.
That nigga, hey, he knew what he was doing. He said, I'm going to go in here and fake an injury so nobody can blame me.
Well, yeah, everybody blaming that nigga right now. They blaming the fuck out that nigga, bro. They like, that nigga Charles Barkley called that nigga street clothes. He's like, well, street clothes go supposed to play tonight. He's like, why you call them street clothes? Because every time you look around, he got on street clothes. When everybody in there got on their shit ready to play. Yeah, well, I ain't tripping. But man, I just got to wait on football season. Don't nobody say a motherfucking thing about my team.
Well, you know the 49ers is not going to do a goddamn thing.
Well, we'll see what the fuck y'all team gonna do.
Yeah, well, I'm guaranteed
the Cowboys. I don't be calling talking shit about basketball, but I will call and talk shit about football.
Okay, well, we definitely gonna be talking back and forth when the 49ers and the Cowboys play.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nigga. Shit. A motherfucking you. Cowgirl fan.
So many haters out there from Cowboys. You know what?
Why people be saying that it's haters? Because it's a whole lot of y'all Cowboy fans that fuck around and jump on the bandwagon.
When
they was winning,
they won. I don't give a fuck. They win and lose, win, lose, and draw. I'll roll with them.
Okay, well, roll with this low.
One thing about Cowboy fans, though, when y'all win it, oh, y'all motherfuckers is noisy as fuck. But when y'all losing, man, y'all some of the most quietest. Man, y'all more quieter than hoes in church.
Be like, I ain't saying nothing.
Be like, wait, hey, I'll be quiet. But when he leaves, I'll be talking to you.
Oh,
I get it, baby.
The greatest movie close ever.
My girl, a motherfucking cowgirl fan.
The whole time
that they was winning, oh man, she was talking shit. But as soon as they start losing, I was like, what's up with that cowgirl shit you've been popping?
That's the difference.
I talk shit about my own team. If we start losing, I'm gonna talk shit to them. Shit, it is what it is. I don't take that shit to heart.
Well, I don't know, man. Like I said, if you a sports fan, if your team lose or losing, you ain't a sports fan, because some people be like, oh, yeah, I really like them guys. But it's like,
I love my team. But shit, you know what I mean? You got your good days, you got your bad days. But I'm not going to sit here and get upset, cry about because they lost and all that shit. Fuck all that. I'm not getting a check.
So have you ever cried when the motherfuckers lost?
He lied.
That is not.
Yeah, I barely cried. Shit, it's hard for me to cry in person. So what the fuck, I'm going to cry about a team?
That nigga cried before. I think when I was
when Jay Rice retired, huh? You was crying like a motherfucker.
When I was about 13, I think I did cry over a game. I can't remember which one it was, but it fucked me up. I was so mad. Like, ain't this a bitch? I think I'm about 13 years old. Nigga, 40 years ago. and I think I cried because it was something that fucked up happened. I was like, oh, ain't this a bitch? Nigga, when you a fan, it was like what K-9 was talking about earlier. He wasn't around to watch the game. If your team lose, you watching the game, your whole shit. I didn't cry last night. I wanted to like a motherfucker, but I was just more mad than anything. But when you watching your team lose and versus you they say, damn, they lost, it's a whole different feeling. It's a whole different feeling. Nigga, all the time the Lakers won a championship, nigga, I was downtown L.A. Nigga, if they won in L.A. or not, I was down there in the chaos. Shit. Laker parade. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, don't care. You know what I mean? I went, you know what I mean? Last year I was down there, L.A., supporting with my nephew and them.
Yeah, I remember I went down there and made $5,000 with I made a song called Bring the Broom, and I had all the CDs in my motherfucking backpack. Set them for $5 a piece. And I made about $5,000 because people was giving me extra money. I had the CD covers, I had all that shit. I had a radio. Nigga playing the song. I had a backpack full of motherfucking batteries. I went out there and made $5,000 off of Bring the Broom. That fucking day, 1,000 people, probably less than 1,000 because they was giving me more than $5. They were like, I like that. They was giving me 10s and 20s, all the white folks, all that stuff. Nigga, 5 racks, nigga. It was beautiful. When the motherfuckers won the championship, nigga, we went down there. We was in the studio, nigga. We went down there, nigga, when they was burning and turning over police cars. They broke into this place, and they had this big-ass safe sitting on the sidewalk, nigga. That shit was taller than me. That motherfucker had to be like a 7-foot safe, but the motherfucker was so big, nobody couldn't take it. They just sat on the sidewalk the whole time.
Nigga, shit, that motherfucker would have got took. I'd have backed the truck up. I would have let that motherfucker tilt down onto that motherfucker.
They had it looked like it was about, it had to be about 7 foot. It was taller than us. That shit was big as fuck. They had broken the motherfucker and drug that motherfucker all the way to the sidewalk. I don't know if they ever got that motherfucker.
Hey, Screezy, that sound like doing the riot. It was a pawn shop on Manchester and Broadway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, they hit that pawn shop. Man, next thing you know, they had like about damn near 8-foot safe on 87th Street. You know what I mean? And niggas was, I'm telling you, nigga, they had, man. I was like, man, how the fuck did they get that safe from the pawn shop over here?
Right.
Man, motherfuckers right. Drug that bitch.
Niggas will get creative, man.
All right, this motherfucking me.
Don't get creative.
Motherfucker, wrap that bitch around the neck.
Man, that
motherfucker. You know, everybody got their tattoos on their forehead. Everybody got their forehead on crazy.
But see, that in the ride, it probably could have got. But see, up there by the Staples, the streets were blocked off, so they had to try to find a way in order to get a truck to get that safe. But I don't know. I never knew if they got the safe or not. I know they was burning the police cars. They was breaking in the car shop. And we was sitting out there because we was in the studio. And then we could say, let's go down there. I'm like, fuck it, let's go. And we jumped in the car and we went down the stable. Nigga parked, them motherfuckers, all that shit was already, it was cracking off. It wasn't cracking off when we first left the studio going down there. It was just day one, so everybody was just happy. So we went down there to be happy with everybody else. By the time we got out there, nigga, it was saves on the corner, and that shit was crazy.
Riding, looting, every motherfucker.
That's what them niggas do, man. Them motherfuckers get up in there and they just take over. Something happened like that, and good or bad, and they just take advantage of it. That's why I'm like, ah, I'm cool. I did the L.A. ride, and I didn't even do that shit that tough. You know what I'm saying? I got me a 2 boxes of Hennessy and 2 boxes of motherfucking beers. 2 motherfucking boxes of St. Al. That was all. My brother got me some shoes and a couple of other things, but nigga, my timing chain broke.
I'm going to tell you what the funny part about it, nigga. We got shoes and shit, right? And open the box, nigga, it was only one shoe in each box.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. That's bullshit.
Yeah, because the motherfuckers got the, they got the shoe on display, and then they go and get the box with the other shoe in it.
Shit, crazy. I had so much motherfucking liquor from the rides, nigga. That shit, nigga, lasted, nigga, 6 months afterwards.
Damn. Nigga, that fucking, it was crazy because I was at my baby mama house. I think my baby was only like a year old. And, a year or two old. And, my brother paid me and shit. He paid me. He's like, nigga, we're about to get out there. You going? I'm like, I'm on my way. And my baby mama's my daughter's grandmother was like, yo, you better bring me something back. I said, all right. Nigga, I went downstairs and jumped in my car. And as soon as I started my car up, the timing chain broke. I had a 5.0. Nigga, I started that motherfucker. Wow! I heard something. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And the motherfucker wouldn't start. So, nigga, I went back up there. I'm like, my car is fucked up. And I said, hold on. I'll be right back. I seen one of the niggas downstairs. And it was a liquor store. We were in Inglewood on Doty and Elsie Gondo. Nigga went down there. Nigga got two big ass Hennessy. My nigga had his car. Nigga had 2 big ass boxes of Hennessy, and I had a bottle of St. Ives. I had two things of St. Ives.
Crazy. You remember Hickory Sweet?
Yeah.
The meat market Hickory Sweet?
Yeah.
Nigga, we hit that bitch.
Oh, Lord.
Nigga, we barbecued, nigga, every day, nigga, for 3 months, nigga, after the riots, nigga.
Yeah, that shit was wild because my whole thing was I was trying to go to Hollywood. I wanted to hit the Guitar Center. I didn't give a fuck about nothing else. I was
they wouldn't let niggas go that far, nigga, to go get nowhere near the 101.
Yeah, I want the Guitar Center, nigga. That's where I was trying to go.
They had the National Guards over in that area real tough.
Yeah, I was trying to go over there. I was like, nigga, I told my brother, nigga, when I got in the car and the time chain broke, I was like, nigga, I'm going to motherfucking Hollywood, nigga. I'm going to the Guitar Center or I'm going to South Bay.
They wasn't letting you go. Them areas, shit.
Yeah, that was all bad. But,
yeah, even back then, Hartung wasn't even playing that shit.
Nah, them motherfuckers, that was like some strictly L.A. shit. But, you know, them motherfuckers were trying to make it to where, you ain't coming over here and do that because that's where all them rich people and upper class motherfuckers live, like in certain parts, so they wasn't.
Oh, but last year they couldn't stop that shit though.
Oh no, well niggas is more advanced now. Niggas is advanced. You know, so that's
what about last year's little looting and riding and shit? You seen more white people out there than you seen black.
Well, see, they what it was, I know for a fact, because I've seen a couple of things online, that a lot of black people, I mean white people, actually like police. Nigga, I seen the motherfucking white police kick the shit up, and the wife was at home and actually told on her husband. He was a police.
Is that right? She told on
her husband. Evidently, they must have been having problems or something. But it was a white police, and he started kicking off the shit, because you know that's all it takes. If you get one or two motherfuckers just getting ready to kick it off, nigga, then everybody else gonna join in. And then that nigga, he just crept away. And no girl was like, "That's my husband." Yeah. Well, man, I'm out,
no
man.
Shit.
I gotta go eat like a motherfucker. And if y'all gonna be up, I'll call y'all back. Well, Magic, at least I know. Yeah, we're the only ones on the west around this joint right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, I'm about to go and heat up these motherfucking chili cheese fries, and I'll get back with y'all. I'll talk to y'all later. Or I'll see y'all Monday. I'll call you back, Magic.
Oh, yeah, for sure, because I still need that hookup on your boy with the mixing and mastering.
All right, yeah, that's what's up. All right.
Let me put this out.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Right.